Drag shows have become a big topic of conversation in Arizona politics over the past few weeks. In the waning days of the legislative session, Senate Republican leaders said they were working on a bill to prohibit minors from attending drag shows. That came after the lawmakers objected to events at a Pride night at the Heard Museum and an event put on by a school club at a Tucson high school. No bill was filed before the session ended, but other states are looking into similar measures as well. Separately, GOP gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake has criticized drag shows on the campaign trail, despite a local drag queen releasing photos taken with Lake and saying they were friends. Our next guest says there are all kinds of events that drag queens take part in, from shows at bars to story times for kids. For that perspective, we turn to Jin Tinkle, a local drag queen and activist who's participated in Drag Queen Storytime, among other kinds of shows. And I asked her about the reading events, what they're like and what happens at them.
It's a really great opportunity for us to come together and kind of build community and offer diversity and inclusion for children. So obviously it's centered around reading, and it was started, I believe, by an activist in 2015. A local drag queen invited me to read at it, and it's really an opportunity for kids to have books read to them. There's really no political agenda behind it. It offers them a place to be their authentic selves, so they don't feel alone. They have community and support. Again, no one's forcing anyone to go to these events. And it really is just a way to offer a place for a child to be seen and for them to see people that may look like them or put on dresses and get fancy, and for them to feel like they're not alone.
Do you find that the children who are brought to these events, are they kids who are maybe struggling with their identity or have some differences that maybe make them stand out at school and they don't maybe see themselves represented in other places?
Yeah. And again, this wasn't an event thrown by a school. It was by a local bookstore. And yes, I think these parents realized that their children may be considered quote unquote different. And they saw something that may celebrate who they are to make them feel included and not alone. So when I do look out in the audience, of course, I can't stereotype. But what I do see is children that may be similar to those that are performing and have had a childhood that has been similar to make them, again, feel included. I can't imagine what this would have done for the community 20 years ago for the young LGBTQIA+ community. It really is a place for them to feel seen and heard.
I'm curious what you hear from some of the kids, some of the parents who come. Like, what do they tell you? What do they talk to you about?
Really, all they do is say thank you. You're offering a safe place for their child. And again, we're not pushing an agenda. We're not pushing anything that we may normally do at a different drag show meant for 21+. It is an appropriate event. What we're doing is we're just reading to children. I don't know why a law would need to be passed to change that.
So let me ask you about that. This has sort of become maybe the latest culture war issue, both here in Arizona and elsewhere, where state lawmakers are looking at laws that would basically preclude parents from taking kids to what the legislators are calling drag shows. I'm curious about your reaction to this kind of legislation. Presumably, it would include what it is that you do at the bookstore.
Yeah. So, I mean, drag shows, right? That varies. This is not a drag show. This is an opportunity for a sense of community, and again, for children to feel like they are part of a group. Does it include drag queens? Yes. But within drag shows, if it's an event where children are present or it's an all ages brunch or a pride event, you know, it will be appropriate content, and performances are just, again, there to spread love, community, and acceptance. Now, if it's a drag show at a bar for, let's say, 21+, the content of the show will likely be a little more suggestive in sexual content or humor. We change the content of the show to fit the demographics of an audience. Yes, I read to children in drag, and they're books meant for children. And then there are different events that we perform for adults. I mean, these are completely separate events. These laws that they're trying to adapt are not protecting children. They're just further oppressing the community for LGBTQIA+, to make them feel less than, and to continue the far-right narrative that being gay or different is wrong, and stating that who you love or how you identify is wrong.
Do you find that there are parents who maybe bring their kids to shows that are not appropriate for kids? Like you mentioned the bars for, you know, viewers older than 21. Do you sometimes see that there are kids younger than that there that maybe shouldn't be?
I'm sure that there are. I'm not going out there checking IDs at my shows, but, you know, if it's at a bar for 21 plus, you know, in the state of Arizona, a parent could bring their child, that I do know, but again, that is up to the parents. That shouldn't be a law to put in place to keep them there.
So you are a parent yourself. I mean, are there shows that you would not take your kids to?
I perform in different shows. And yes, there are some that I feel that the content maybe be a little more too mature for her. I mean, we have ratings on television, right? That is your guide on what would be appropriate for a child to see or not. It has nothing to do with quote unquote gay content. You as a parent need to decide what you feel is appropriate for your child to see or not. And that doesn't just go for drag shows. That goes for television. That goes for pretty much any performance art, movies. I think parents need to make these decisions on what they feel is appropriate and then be able to have those conversations with their children afterwards to see how they felt about it and to explain any questions that they might have.
You kind of alluded to this, but I want to ask you a little more specifically about what this might have done, you know, these kinds of events, the drag queen story time, you know, for people back, you know, 10, 15 years ago. You know, you're a member of the group, the Gender Outlaws. I'm wondering, like, what do you hear from other members of this group about how having an event like this that they maybe could have gone to as kids, how that might have affected them in their lives going forward?
I spoke to my sister, Erica, to our audience, who also went to a drag story hour. And I asked her that day, I said, what would this event have done for you if you were in your youth? These things didn't exist. I mean, we need to look at this as a whole and see, you know, what is the suicide rate and the mental health issue that's going on for this young LGBTQIA plus community. If events like this, where it was simply just about visibility, like what that could have done. And I mean, there were tears in their eyes. I mean, I think that these events are really necessary for our community.
Jin Tinkle is a local drag queen and activist, and you are listening to the show.